vital inspection.
Hi, Jack, please.
This is Jack.
Hi, Jack. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good, Nicole. How are you?
Pretty good. You requested a call back. Is this still a good time for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Perfect. So, let's see. This was for vital inspection professionals.
That's correct.
And you're at the 180 Air Park Industrial Road address in Alabaster?
I am.
Okay. Perfect. And it looks like you had referenced our working capital program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have a lot of different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Just as payroll, accounts payable, just a slow time of year for us.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Fixing to get seriously busy here in one more month.
Oh, really? Okay. Why the change in the fall?
We do a lot of work in power plants.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summertime, you can imagine all the power plants are running wide open.
Okay.
We work in them when they're actually doing shut down and doing maintenance.
Got it. Okay.
When the weather cools off, then we get busy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. And is that the inspections that you do, are they only for power plants, all types of industries?
Yeah. All industries, but mainly power plants and paper mills.
Okay. And how long have you had the business?
25 years.
Okay. And is everything else going pretty well besides that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. And are you the sole owner over there?
No, majority owner.
Okay.
My brother owns 25%.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And in terms of funding, was there an amount that would be helpful?
Yeah, as much as possible.
Okay. What did the business do for gross revenue last year?
Let me look real quick. Roughly $4.6 million.
Okay. So were you looking for, and would you need this short term? Are you looking to?
I'm looking for a line of credit.
A line of credit, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a line of credit now?
No.
No, okay. Have you tried to get one from the local bank?
I deal with a community bank. I don't even try.
Years
ago, we're just a community bank. We can't loan you money.
So, yeah.
I've got an SBA loan that they're guaranteed, you know.
Yeah.
10% exposure on or something, you know.
Did that take forever to get the SBA?
What's that?
Did that take a long time to?
Secure that.
It's like six months or so.
It was probably 2 months.
Okay.
I had to hire somebody to go through the process and all that, but that was years ago.
Yeah. Okay. So, in terms of getting the funding, is it something that you need now?
Yes.
When you say max amount, I mean, we have loans that go up $2 million. Your immediate need, what we can provide you right now, probably around $250,000, $300,000. Do you actually need that amount?
No.
Right now? Okay. What would you need immediately?
$150,000.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to let you know how the program works. I think it's going to be a good fit for you, given your industry, time in business, and what you're looking for. But and do you use equipment there, or you purchase any type of equipment for the business?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any equipment needs now?
No.
No. Okay. Anything before the end of the year?
Possibly.
Okay. We offer equipment financing as well. But your immediate need is?
With the leasing companies I've got. Until
yeah? Why is that?
Well, I just found out yesterday there's one I did 4 years ago, and I should have already made the last payment on it. But they charged me 4 months interim lease payments, so I ended up paying about 14,000 more than what I should have, so I still have like four more payments.
And how did that? Because typically there'll be an interim payment right when your loan starts. It's covers maybe a week or so before you get the equipment.
No, I read the fine print.
And you get that.
I read the fine print, and they sent me a thing to release the funds to the manufacturer of the equipment.
Yeah.
And they released 75% of the funds, and then they actually, when the equipment was put in, it was like a month later. However, the way the dates failed in their fine print, it says that anything until the next calendar quarter, then all you're doing is paying interim rent. So I ended up paying four months of interim rent.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting. So what kind of equipment was that?
That was industrial x-ray systems.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Oh, you did? Huh. All right. Well, if you want to give us a shot in the future, we can put something together for you.
If something worked out on this, that'd be good.
Yeah. Okay. So for this particular program, this would be an unsecured working capital line. So the way it would work is we would approve you for the max amount of capital, and then you decide how much you actually want to take. So your company may get approved for $500,000, anywhere in that range. But if you only need $150,000 now, then you could just take the $150,000, and that's fine. You would still have that other the other loan amount available to pull from a few months down the road. So it's always kind of there, you know, and accessible. But you don't want to pull more than you need because then you'd be paying on that. So we could do the $150,000, and then the repayment terms range anywhere from 3 months out to a couple of years and anywhere in between. So we'll typically approve you for the longest term and then work backwards, and you can choose the term that's going to be the best fit for you.
Okay.
And, you know, most people want a nice cushion, and then they'll pay the loan off early and get a discount. However you want to set it up, we can do that for you.
Okay.
These funds would be wired directly to your business bank account.
Okay.
And then that's how the payments would come out as well from that account. Typically, we can have you approved in this program in a day and have you funded with it in a day or two after. So it's a really quick turnaround.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Now, does your brother, would you like to leave him off the loan, or would it just be you?
What do you do? Have us personally guarantee it?
You would sign personally, but it doesn't go on your personal credit. It goes on the business credit and under the business name. So the federal tax ID number, we have to link to that.
Okay.
But I don't think that we would need him. Most programs only require...
His personal credit is better than mine.
Okay.
What are
we looking at? How do you think your credit is?
My credit score?
Yeah.
Just a number?
It's
anywhere from 670 to 680 or 690. Depending on
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I have a tax lien personally. That's what's screwing me up on the credit.
How much is the tax lien for?
Oh, it's a lot.
I've seen a lot. So.
Yeah, about 580.
580? Okay. Do you have a payment plan in place?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I think that would be fine. We usually just want to see there's an installment plan, it's been paid off, just some type of documentation. So that would be fine.
Or we just use Jimmy. He doesn't have any of that.
Okay.
Brother.
So, okay, we can do that as well. So I have programs where I can just use, it's even just 1% of the ownership.
Mm-hmm.
But I can also look at some options with both of you and the installment plan. So we could look at both options for you.
Okay.
We come across this a lot, and this particular program is not necessarily credit-driven. What we want to see is the revenue of the business to make sure you can pay the loan back. And so that's what we're kind of focusing on this particular program. So I don't think we'll have an issue. So what I would need are a few items to issue this approval to you. And I'm going to email it to you, Jack. I have your email at jack@vitalinspection.com.
That's correct.
It will be 6 months business bank statements so we can see the cash flow, a one-page application, and then your most recent tax return. It could be 14 or 15.
Okay.
Okay.
Business or personal?
It's all going to be business. Business return, business tax return. Yeah, it's all going to be business.
Okay.
And that's all I need.
Okay, so you're going to email that to me?
I am. I'm going to email it to you. Do you think you can get that back to me today, tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. If I get it back today, I'll probably have an answer for you probably in the morning.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
All right. And then we can go from there, and we'll give you some different options.
Does this application I'm going to fill out have personal information on it?
It does.
For me, or so should I put me or Jimmy, or what should I do?
So I would like to put, I'm going to put both of you on there.
Okay.
And, yeah, we'll just need your name, address, social, and just your signature. And that's all I'll need.
Okay. His name, if you're going to put his name, it's James. It's
James.
We call him Jimmy.
Jimmy, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Well, give me about 10 minutes. I will send this over. Did you have any other questions?
Do not.
No? Okay. Perfect. Well, I think we can get this to work out for you. And
I'll
send this over shortly.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thanks, Jack. Bye.
All right. Bye.